All the sages who were assembled there also praised the decision of Maharaj Parikit, and they expressed their approval by saying, "Very good." Naturally, the sages are inclined to do good to common men, for they have all the qualitative powers of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, they were very much pleased to see Maharaj Parikit, a devotee of the Lord, and they spoke as follows. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The natural beauty of a living being is enhanced by rising up to the platform of devotional service. Maharaj Parikit was absorbed in attachment for Lord Krishna. Seeing this, the great sages assembled were very pleased, and they expressed their approval by saying, "Very good." Such sages are naturally inclined to do good to the common man, and when they see a personality like Maharaj Parikit advance in devotional service, their pleasure knows no bounds, as they offer all blessings in their power. The devotional service of the Lord is so auspicious that all demigods and sages, up to the Lord himself, become pleased with the devotee, and therefore the devotee finds everything auspicious. All inauspicious matters are removed from the path of a progressive devotee. Meeting all the great sages at the time of death was certainly auspicious for Maharaj Parikit, and thus he was blessed by the so-called curse of a Brahmin boy.